This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The volume.
Daniel Cordomani.
Alright guys, welcome back to Three Rounds. So we've been off for a little bit. We had obviously the fight in London, and then last week I was gone because unfortunately we lost someone in my family. So I was trying to be supportive for my family and my sister. So I was gone trying to do that. But we're back now. Right, and I've missed you guys, and even though we're going through our personal stuff, the MMA world has continued to move on, so I've got a lot to talk about, and I'm excited to be back, so I've missed you guys, and I'm excited that we're back to Three Rounds, so it's time now to get to the fight, so let's go. So we ready, right? We back. It's time for round one.
I'm gonna show you
I'm experienced.
Round one. Jorge Masvidal called out Colby Covington, Khamzat Chimaev, Leon Edwards, Gilbert Burns. He pretty much called out everybody in the welterweight division. So Gamebred's finally getting ready to fight again as he competes at UFC 287 in Miami. It's a great opportunity for Masvidal. And you can see in his behaviors, you can see in his approach that Masvidal recognizes it. That's one thing about Masvidal. While he has been on a bit of a slump in fighting, he's done a lot of things positively to help his career in terms of media, getting Gamebred boxing going, and everything else. But as he gets ready to get back into the octagon, it comes with the media rounds. And you start to try to build hype around your fight. Well, last week you go to the biggest platform they have in MMA, Ariel Helwani's show. Right? And he spoke about his fight. He spoke about the state of the division. Obviously, Colby Covington and his disdain for him is on top of that. He spoke about Khamzat Chimaev. He also spoke about the new champion, Leon Edwards. So you wonder about a guy that has lost as many in a row as he has. Why is he talking about all these guys? Because he's a lightning rod, and he understands that. So what do you do? Shot number one goes to the guy that is considered the number one contender, saying he knows that Dana promised Colby Covington a title fight, loves Dana, but ultimately recognizes that Dana says a lot of things, but believes whoever makes the most noise is the one that will get a title fight. Now, Masvidal can say that also because of his history with Leon Edwards. Lastly, he said Colby Covington is only the champion of calling the police. So, these words in regards to Covington, while they may seem odd because Covington won the last fight, they just fought each other in the last fight that both of them had. But these guys have a very bad history against each other. They can't stand each other. But he also recognizes that Colby really doesn't have much of a pass with Leon Edwards. He's fighting Gilbert Burns, who's 1-2 in a row, who's looked phenomenal. And he knows that if he beats Gilbert Burns, he recognizes that he then has the opportunity to make that jump, to find himself against a guy. If you're in Miami, where it's going to be a pro Masvidal crowd, He wins, gets in the middle of the octagon and tells Joe Rogan, I want Leon Edwards. Come get this biscuit. Come get this two-piece. Dude, the world's going to go crazy. And Dana will look at that and go, hey, man, there's a lot of history to that. Then he took aim at Khamzat Chimaev. He said about the Russian star, F you. You missed weight by 8.5 pounds. Get the expletive out of here. And you're still talking about nobody wants to fight you? Go make weight before we talk about fighting. That's the first thing. Don't do steroids. Make the expletive weight that you agreed upon as a expletive man. You're going to miss weight by 8 pounds, and then you're talking cool and you're calling people out. Get the expletive out of here. And then I saw him do a comment where he was calling out Alex Bejeda. Who are you, Khamzat? This is the world champion. You don't even have an effing win over a top 15 guy. Get the out of here at 185. A lot of vitriol towards Chimaev. Because again, lightning rod. How do you get headlines? How do you get us talking about you? That comment, that statement tells me, wow, Masvidal's coming out guns a-blazing. Dude got the smoke for everybody. Even Khamzat, who is by many considered the scariest guy at welterweight, even though now it sounds like and seems like he's going to be fighting at 185. Lightning rod. Smart by Game Bread. Talk about them all. But ultimately, he's a 3-1 dog against Gilbert Burns. He still got that as an option, which he touched upon saying he recognizes how tough he is, but he called Burns a front runner. And once you get him tired or hit him, Burns will start to falter. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but I get it. And I don't disagree with the way that he's playing the game. Because I know that I'm more interested today than I might have been initially. The moment the fight was announced, excitement. Then it starts to falter because the world moves as they go into training camp. But with that one appearance, Gamebred has made himself the talk of the town again. He hit Chimaev, he hit Covington, he hit Burns. Masvidal understands the game. And all these quotes that he's doing, that's promotion rule number one. Like I said, he's a 3-1 dog. But if you listen to him, Masvidal doesn't question if he gets the job done. This guy wins impressively with his star power. I could see him right in the conversation for a fight against Leon Edwards. Great job, Game Bread. Exactly what you were supposed to do.
I'm going to show you how to play. I'm experienced.
So we're in the round two, and we got to talk about Patty the Batty. Patty Pimblett had some words for Jared Gordon from the hospital. Look, man, you could tell when guys don't like each other. But if you're in the hospital and just having surgery and you're taking time to make a statement, and not only just a statement, like a mad statement, and not hold back while in the hospital, you're big mad. Patty Pimblett was big mad. He said that he wants to punch Jared Gordon's head in towards the end of the year. He said he wants to run it back. He hopes that Bobby Green gets beat by Jared Gordon because he said he's going to snap his arm in a round. He said that he had a boxing match with him and still won. He goes, I hope Jared Gordon, watch this. You're a beep dog shit. At my worst, you couldn't beat me at your best. Injured, everything going wrong, and you couldn't beat me on my worst day. And I beat you on your best because you're a little bum. Now, look, Patty Pimblett got a lot of vitriol and public kickback after that fight against Jared Gordon, as he should. Because one thing that I thought was odd about the Pimblett-Gordon situation was Pimblett got the decision. It was a very close decision. It was a very disputed decision. But when he walked to the center of the octagon, I thought that was mistake number one, right? He just acted as if it wasn't even competitive. Hey, hindsight is, I don't know if it's 50-50 or some shit people say in the world like it. But now looking back, at least he admits that the fight was closer than he originally thought. But he's saying that he was hurt and injured. And like you said, his best day, Gordon couldn't beat him. But I think he has to take a bit of a different approach with this Jared Gordon situation. Because I don't know if I interviewed him before the fight. And he almost dismissed Gordon, right? Like Gordon wasn't on his level. And now he's saying he's going to get him out there very early. I think the approach maybe needs to change a little bit to where he respects Gordon a little bit more after spending that 15 minutes in the octagon with him. Now, I'm not saying fear him. I'm not saying be hesitant in your approach against him. I'm saying respect him to the point that you don't suffer from maybe having an expectation that when it doesn't come to fruition, you seem a bit confused. Because Pimlet did do some good things in that fight. Like, let's just be honest about it. I know people want to shit on him and people want to talk about UFC bias and all that. That's not the case. I mean, hell, somebody last week scored the fight for Chito Vera. I love Chito Vera. But, dude, he didn't win that fight. He barely won any moments in that fight. If anything, he won one round. So to think that people just said Paddy Pimblett needs to win this fight was kind of crazy. Judges make mistakes. A lot of times, judges make mistakes. A lot of times, they make mistakes. And I believe that was one last weekend with Chito and Corey Sandhagen, who looked great. But nobody is telling the judge how to score the fight for Paddy Pimblett. But I think Paddy himself needs to get a healthy respect for Jared. And then I believe that he would, maybe be able to have the type of performance that he expects of himself. Because when you put that respect on your opponent, it really does make you prepare better. It makes you more ready to pivot and turn when things don't go as planned. It just raises your awareness. Now, he does not like Jared Gordon, but he should respect him. Because in the first fight, really close fight. Generally, we don't get these rematches early in career. Or the guys have to kind of come back together after winning some when they want rematches. But I will say this. I'm interested in this one even more now because I got to know if Paddy Pimblett can do it better or what. Maybe Jared Gordon completes the job. As he thought he didn't fight once, so this one has some meat on the bone.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's a head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. Bro.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm gonna show you
Round three. Now, guys, this one I'm really excited about. And I think it's possibly because of how close I am to the situation. But it's Henry Cejudo and Aljamain Sterling. This fight initially maybe didn't feel as big, or it didn't feel as important as it should in a weight class that I feel is the best weight class in the UFC. So last week we had Henry and Aljamain on DC and RC. The interview was crazy. And these guys, I mean, they can't stand each other. And it's very apparent, right? Because something has changed. Something's drastically changed between these two. And you might say, well, it's promotion, right? It's promotion. Dude, when we went to Henry's house and had those two together, it was cordial. When we were driving there, there was a bit of nervous energy from me. There was a bit of nervous energy from Aljo in terms of, like, what's this going to be, right? I'm going to this man's house who potentially could be my next opponent. But once we got there, Henry put that at ease. I mean, we hung out. Like, literally, did the interview, and then we hung out. Like, literally sat and hung out. You couldn't get those two to hang out anymore. Right away, Aljo was annoyed with him because Henry was a bit late. The first interview, it almost seemed like Aljo was just kind of like getting talked at. Because you could tell that he respected Henry. Because he was in Henry's trophy room. He was at Henry's house. And Aljamain Sterling, if he's nothing else, is a student of the sport and a student of the game and a student of combat sports. So you could tell that he respects Henry. And Henry almost spoke at him, almost like, Aljamain, this is what I'm going to do to you. Aljamain, this. And Aljo kind of sat there like, he had his answers, but they weren't like, this is my reality, opposed to what your reality is. Not this last time. Not last time. I believe the biggest difference in that second interview from the first was Aljamain Sterling, because he was not going to just take and absorb what Henry Cejudo was saying to him. He wasn't going to be sat and talked at. He wasn't. He was going to talk his talk. He was going to respond, and he knew his truth. Aljo knew his truth in that second interaction. And if you don't know, I look at the numbers. The video on my channel, 400-something thousand. The video last week on ESPN's channel, 350,000, 400,000. People are interested in these two and their interaction, and why wouldn't you be? Because at the end of it, through all the talk, they are amazing fighters. Absolutely amazing fighters. Henry has done nothing but win his entire life. And Aljamain Sterling, if you didn't respect him before, you better respect him now. Because what he does in that octagon is really special. And as I talk to Henry Cejudo, I tell him that. Hell, I was in Phoenix yesterday interviewing Henry for a feature we're doing down the line in the build to the fight. We had somebody with Aljo yesterday in New York. And I said to Henry, I go, this dude's different, man. You got to respect Aljamain Sterling for who he is. And he still feels like he's too much. Henry led me into his process yesterday. Guys, it's like nothing I've ever seen before. He's got this tablet. It has these peaking phases up and down. It's like he's got five sets of combat for mental, body, strength. Henry Cejudo is not just going to practice every day and saying, I'm getting ready for a fight. His process is different, and that's why so many seek him out as a coach. He's good. He's really good in preparation for what he has coming up athletically. So even though it may not feel like he respects Aljamain Sterling. I saw that tablet, and that tablet tells me that he absolutely does. But this one's different. And guys, it'll be a competition between the two best bantamweights in the world. Two of the best bantamweights of all time. And it goes to Newark, New Jersey. And I cannot wait. All right. So now for my final thought. So a reporter told Dana White the other day, Daniel Cormier said Bilal Muhammad should be next for the title fight. And Dana goes, well, DC, while this is a nice statement, doesn't make these decisions. I don't. I just sit up here and I speak to you guys. But here's the thing about media. We are always looking for ways to draw clicks. So you leave out particular parts of the argument. I did say that. Based on merit and win streak, it should be Bilal Muhammad. But there was another minute of reasons why I said, unfortunately, it's probably not going to be. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't always just come down to merit. In round one, I spoke about Gamebred and Colby and Khamzat and all those guys. Because all those guys have that history and that ability to draw. And in business, sometimes that always takes the front seat. Bilal Muhammad has something big in the works. He gets through that. He possibly gets that title fight that he wants so bad. But I stand on that. In terms of win streak and the things that he's done, he deserves it. Sadly, I don't think it's going to be him. And honestly, in business, sometimes merit doesn't always garner you what you think that you deserve. Until next time, guys, like, subscribe, and keep telling your friends about DC's YouTube channel. See you guys next week. From Miami. Welcome to Miami. Inomini, ani, ani. Later.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.